Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Hour number two, Tuesday, October the 5th, 2021. 16 and a half minutes past the hour. And I thought this hour we would do what we did yesterday, have some fun with movie trivia. What we were doing yesterday was I was giving you a movie quote, a famous movie quote, and you were giving me the name of the movie. And we had a ton of entries yesterday and gave away a pair of tickets to, I believe it was the zoo. No, the wild yesterday. So today we'll do that again, give away a pair of tickets to the zoo or the wilds in this hour. So let's get started here. Here is the first famous movie quote. Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by. That's the quote. Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by. What movie was that from? Now, I will give another one because we were doing two at a time yesterday, so here's another one for you. You can't handle the truth. You can't handle the truth. What movie is that from? So the two, play it, Sam, play as time goes by. And the second one is You Can't Handle the Truth. Does anybody know what movies those came from? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
It's Casablanca.
Okay, now, and that apparently is the right quote.
That's the right quote. Yep.
But it got turned into, over the years,
play it again, Sam.
Play it again, Sam. But what they actually say is, play it, Sam, play as time goes by. Perfect. Gotcha, and Mary.
Okie dokie.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Mary Bickley in this morning. Her husband is a big Casablanca fan. Depends on however you say it. 1942. That's where that one came from. Okay, go ahead, caller.
A Few Good Men.
Yes, A Few Good Men. Now, who said that in the movie?
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson. Yep. 1992, not that old a movie. So we got you in, Sarah. Thanks.
Cool.
All right, Sarah's in with a few, You Can't Handle the Truth, A Few Good Men. Okay, getting another call here. Let's go to the phone lines. Well, maybe that was somebody with a guess. So let's get a few more in here. Now, this one might be difficult. I Want to Be Alone. Now, what movie is that from? That might be difficult. I Want to Be Alone. And then here's another one. After All, Tomorrow is Another Day. What movie did that come from? So there are two famous movie quotes that might be a little more difficult than the first two. I Want to Be Alone. What movie is that from? I Want to Be Alone. And then, After All, Tomorrow is Another Day. After All, Tomorrow is Another Day. What movie was that? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Grand Hotel.
Grand Hotel. Now, what is Grand Hotel?
I have no idea.
So this was a Google this morning?
No, actually, I called my dad again.
Thank you. Well, what he knows, I have never heard of the movie Grand Hotel.
I never have either, but he is an old movie freak.
Well, I wonder what that even, the line, I want to be alone. Now, I would not think that would be a famous movie quote. That's something a lot of people have said.
A lot of people say that, even today. I want to be alone.
I want to be alone. So I don't know how that got tied in or what Grand Hotel.
I'm going to have to call him and ask him again and see what he knows.
Yeah, let us know. That movie was made in 1932. That may be the oldest movie so far. So
he was born in 38, so he's probably seen it.
Yeah, back in those days. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
All right, we got Charlene in again. It was Grand Hotel. I Want to Be Alone was from the movie Grand Hotel, 1932, whatever that movie was. All right, let's see if somebody's got our next quote here. Go ahead, caller.
Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind. Now, I have not seen Gone with the Wind in many, many years.
It's a great movie. I saw it the first time I saw it. I was a little girl, and I was with my mom down at the Palace Theater. That's been years and years and years ago.
Now, after all, tomorrow is another day. Now, when is that said in the movie?
At the very end.
Oh, that's it. After every bad thing goes on?
Yes.
It's the end quote of the movie?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Well, it's at the end, yeah.
Okay, well, I got it. Thank you, Mary. All right. So we got Mary Bickley in twice, Charlene in, and Sarah. All right, let's move on to two more. Okay, Round Up the Usual Suspects. What movie is that from? Round Up the Usual Suspects. And the other quote, I'll Have What She's Having. What movie is that from? I'll Have What She's Having. So we've got I'll Have What She's Having and Round Up the Usual Suspects. What movies did those come from? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Away we go. Go ahead, caller.
Casablanca.
Yeah, you know, this movie must have more quotes than Jimmy Carter had, a liver pill. Yeah.
My husband's favorite. And the other quote, that's when Harry met Sally.
Now, Billy Crystal said that.
That was Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan.
When Harry Met Sally. Now, you know, I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
That's a cute one, too.
Yeah, a lot of people...
watched a lot of movies, can you tell?
Well, a lot of people really get into movies. I just can't sit that long for a movie unless it's a really good movie.
Yeah, well, I like the movies.
Nothing wrong with that. Thanks for calling.
Okie doke.
All right, yeah, Mary's got two more under her belt this morning. Casablanca and When Harry Met Sally, 1989. Okay, here we go. Two more. You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You just put your lips together and blow. That's a famous quote. I think that's probably more famous than the movie title. And then... You're gonna need a bigger boat. What movie did that come from? You're gonna need a bigger boat. What movie is that from? Or, you know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You just put your lips together and blow. What movies are those from? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? All right, let's see what's coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
Jaws.
Jaws, yeah, we're going to need a bigger boat, absolutely.
Definitely.
1975. We have got it. Thank you, Charlene. All right, we've got Jaws. We're going to need a bigger boat. The other one, you know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You just put your lips together and blow. What movie is that from? Now, let's add another one here. Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges. What movie is that from? I don't even think I've ever heard that quote. Okay, those are the two right now. You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You just put your lips together and blow. What movie did that come from? And then we've got badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges. What movie is that from? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got Mary Bickley in four times this morning, Sarah in once, and Charlene in twice. All right, let's see what's coming here. Go ahead, caller.
To have and have not.
To have and have not. That's right. That is the whistle. Now, do you remember who said that line?
Oh, was it Humphrey Bogart?
No, I believe it was Lauren Bacall.
Now, I don't know who Lauren Bacall is. I know Humphrey Bogart, but I don't know who Lauren Bacall is.
Well, I think Lauren Bacall was Humphrey Bogart's wife.
In real life?
Yeah, in real life.
Oh, wow, cool.
I think they got married here in Ohio, as a matter of fact.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Over at the Malabar Farm.
Now I know where Malabar Farm is. I'm going to have to check that out.
I believe they got married over there, but I believe she said that in that movie.
Okay.
Yep, famous line.
All right.
Thank you. All right, Charlene's in again here. Now the other quote we have here, badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges. What movie is that? 740-383-9944. And then here's an easy one. Right up everybody's alley. It'll be a rush to the telephones. I'll be back. What movie is that from? I'll be back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'll be back. I think everybody knows what movie that one came from. But the badges one, we don't know. Badges? We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges. Go ahead, caller.
The Terminator.
Now, how many of those movies were there? Two, at least.
There was Terminator. How many movies? Like three?
Were there three? How much stuff can you blow up in three different movies? That's what that all amounts up to at that point.
I don't know.
Well, I'll be back.
Thank you. Okay. I will too.
Yes, we all will.
Okay.
All right, I'll be back. The Terminator. Absolutely. Okay. Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges. What movie is that from? Now we'll go on. Well, this is a great quote. Love this quote. Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. What movie is that from? Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. Those are the quotes. 740-383-9944. Two fairly difficult quotes here, but... See, I think this one, today I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. I think everybody knows the quote, but probably doesn't know the movie title, and that's what we need here. The other one, apparently nobody knows, the badges one. Let's go to the phone lines here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, the luckiest man on the face of the earth, that was the Lou Gehrig story.
It wasn't called the Lou Gehrig story. It was, the movie was about Lou Gehrig, but it wasn't called the Lou Gehrig story.
Huh. No, I can't remember the name of the movie then.
Yeah, you're right, though. It was Lou Gehrig's, the actor who played Lou Gehrig said it, and it was a Lou Gehrig line, and the movie was about Lou Gehrig, but that wasn't the title of the movie.
Yinky. I don't know. I can't remember the name of the story.
Keep thinking. All right, yeah, it does have to do with Lou Gehrig. Today I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. Go ahead, caller.
My husband says it's the Pride of the Yankees.
The Pride of the Yankees, 1942.
See, he's older than I am. He watches that old stuff.
Wait, was he back there in 42 watching that movie?
I'm sorry?
He wasn't back there in 42, was he?
No.
No.
No, he's not quite that old.
You know, I don't know if Lou Gehrig said that or not. I mean, in the movie, I know the actor said that. I think Lou Gehrig really said that.
It could have. He watched it, not me.
Yeah, The Pride of the Yankees. Thank you. Yes, the movie was called The Pride of the Yankees, 1942. All right. Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges. We still don't have that movie quote. What movie did that come from? Now we'll add another one here. If you build it, he will come. What a famous movie quote that became. If you build it, he will come. What movie was that? 740-383-9944. We can tell who the movie buffs are in our audience here. We've got Mary Bickley in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. Sarah in once. Charlene in 3 times. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Field of Dreams. I did watch that one.
Now, see, that's a good baseball movie. Absolutely.
It's a good one. Did you watch the... Kevin Costner was just on a few weeks ago. Anniversary of the movie, plus the two ball teams were playing each other. Yankees and the White Sox.
Yeah, now wasn't this at the Field of Dreams Stadium?
Yeah. It was great.
And I guess now it's going to be a regular thing, I understand.
I hope so.
Yeah. Where was that stadium
at? It came out of the cornfield and everything. It was great.
Yeah, you know, that's nice that they get back to things like that.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, thank you. Yeah, they just had a big workup on Field of Dreams. So we've got that Field of Dreams, and that also was made in 1989. Okay, let's add another one here. Well, here's another giveaway. If you want to get in, this is going to be pretty simple. Go ahead, caller.
Treasure of the Sierra Madre.
Treasure of the Sierra Madre. You've got it. That was the badges one. And I have no idea, again, what that movie is about.
I have no idea either.
I'm guessing some treasure in the Sierra Madre. 1948, that movie was made.
Wow.
I know. Way back.
Yep.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Treasure of the Sierra Madre. That was the badges quote. So we got Charlene in again here. Okay. Well, as I said, this is another giveaway, so it'll be whoever gets to the phone fastest. Mama always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Well, we'll see who can get to the phone fastest on that one. And our other quote here, we've got to introduce another one. We rob banks. What movie did that come from? We rob banks. 740-383-9944. All right, here comes a guess. Go ahead, caller.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. Now, how in the world could anybody get that one wrong?
Right.
Forrest Gump. We got it. Thank you, Mary.
Okie doke.
All right. Forrest Gump in without question. Life is like a box of chocolates. All right. We rob banks. Where did that one come from? We lost the caller. We rob banks. Where did that come from? Now, here's one word. Now, tell me what movie this came from. Plastics. Plastics. That's a movie quote. Plastics. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, Bonnie and Clyde was We Rob Banks.
That movie used to scare me for some reason.
Well, that was a different type of a movie, but I think somebody won the Oscar for that movie.
I'm not sure.
A very popular movie, but hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right, we rob banks. Bonnie and Clyde, 1967. Okay, the other quote, Plastics. What movie did that come from? Plastics. And then we'll add another one here. We'll Always Have Paris. What movie did that come from? We'll Always Have Paris. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We'll Always Have Paris. Does anybody know what movie that came from? All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
The Graduate, Dustin Hoffman.
Now, what in the world is Plastics?
I don't know. Is the other one? Oh, my coworker says Breakfast at Tiffany's?
No, not Breakfast at Tiffany's, but that's a good guess. Do you know what Plastics is about in The Graduate? I have no idea.
No, I do not. Mm-mm. Yep, I don't know.
Well, if anybody finds out, let me know.
Okay,
thank you. We have no idea what Plastics means in The Graduate. And that movie was made in 1967. Okay, we've got We'll Always Have Paris. What movie was that? And I See Dead People. I See Dead People. Go ahead, caller.
What'd you say it was? Oh, Casablanca.
Now, that's depressing to me because, you know, Mary out there has gotten all the Casablanca questions, and she didn't jump in on this one.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what happened.
Okay.
Well, I got you, though. Now, I'll tell you something funny there. I wrote down Mary's name for that one, and it's actually Charlene. Holy mackerel. What a thing. All right. Go ahead, caller.
My coworker says The Sixth Sense.
The Sixth Sense. Now, is this the one who would not sing for us?
Actually, yes, it is.
Oh, see?
Bruce Willis?
Okay.
There's a whole thing. The Sixth Sense. We've got it.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right, The Sixth Sense. That was I See Dead People. Okay. Here's one for you. Stella, Hey Stella. What movie did that come from? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, it's got that Plastics quote. Guy was trying to advise him to go into the Plastics because Plastics at that time was pretty new and, you know, just rapidly developing.
Somebody was trying to convince Dustin Hoffman to go into the Plastics business?
Right, because at that time he really didn't know what he wanted to do, you know what I'm saying?
Now, why is that a famous quote?
I don't know, but...
Aren't you depressed, though, that Mary did not get the next, or the Casablanca question?
Well, maybe her fingers just didn't get to dialing quick enough.
We certainly know who our movie buffs here are, don't we?
Yeah.
Mary and Charlene out there.
They're going to take them all, aren't they?
Thank you.
Mm.
All right, so we got Mary and Charlene in all over the place, and Sarah's in there once. Sarah, maybe she fell asleep at the steering wheel of the bus. We really don't know. All right. Stella, Hey Stella. What movie did that come from? And Old Jerry, Don't Let's Ask for the Moon. We Have the Stars. Well, that's how it's written here. Go ahead, caller.
A Streetcar Named Desire. That was my husband's guess, and I couldn't get through.
I'm depressed. I'm depressed. All the Casablanca questions have come your way.
But here's looking at you, kid.
There you go. Thank you.
Sure.
Bye-bye. All right, you got it. Mary's in with A Streetcar Named Desire. Stella, Hey Stella. Now, this next one, and this is exactly how it's written. Old Jerry, Don't Let's Ask for the Moon. We Have the Stars. What movie is that from? And then, Shane, come back. What movie is that? 740-383-9944. Now, these two might be a little more obscure. 40 minutes past the hour here. Shane, come back. And the other one, Old Jerry, Don't Let's Ask for the Moon, We Have the Stars. What movies are those? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I think two more difficult quotes here, without question. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
The Shane quote is from the movie Shane.
It is from the movie Shane. Now, Shane, wasn't he Jack Palance?
No.
No.
Oh, shoot. I can't remember. He's a cowboy. But I can't remember.
I cannot, now, which cowboy was Jack Palance?
Jack Palance, what cowboy character did he play?
I'm thinking the one with Billy Crystal.
Well, yeah, that came later, yeah, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, that, I thought he was Shane, but apparently not.
I don't think so, but I can't say. I wouldn't stake my life on it. Hmm. Oh, Jeff says Alan Ladd played Shane.
Alan Ladd. Now, wasn't he the skipper on Gilligan's Island?
Alan Ladd wasn't the skipper on Gilligan's Island.
No, that wasn't the question.
I'm getting feedback here.
Well, see, I think he got a role as the skipper.
I'm sorry. too much going on, Scott.
I know, there's so much going on this morning. It's a big Tuesday morning here.
Yes.
But I think Alan Ladd went on to play the skipper on Gilligan's Island.
Okay.
I don't know.
I can't tell you that either.
I know his name was Alan.
Who played the skipper on Gilligan's Island? See, we don't know that either.
Okay. Well, okay. We'll see how that one goes. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. Yes, it was Shane. Shane, come back. That was the movie Shane. All right. Oh, Jerry, don't let's ask for the moon. We have the stars. What movie is that? All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Jack Palance was the gunfighter for the cattle baron. Shane was a gunfighter that happened to befriend a family there, and the cattle barons was trying to run that family off their land. You know, he didn't want fences and stuff put up. And
so Jack Palance was in Shane.
Yes, he was in Shane.
Oh, see, now there we go.
He was a hired gun for for that cattle baron.
So he was not Shane, but he was in Shane.
Right, he was not. Alan Ladd was Shane.
And Alan Ladd was also the skipper on Gilligan's Island.
No.
Who was that?
That was a different guy.
Wasn't his name Alan?
Alan Hale.
There you go. Now, he would have made a good big heavy in the movie Shane.
Alan Ladd, he wasn't a big guy.
So, but the second big part in Shane was Jack Palance.
Right, he was the gunfighter that Shane ended up killing.
Oh, good. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, see, I thought Jack Palance was in Shane. Now, see, clearly I don't know anything about Gilligan's Island, but I thought I did know about the movie Shane there. Jack Palance was in Shane. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Now, Voyager?
Yeah. Now, I know that's a Google, because nobody... Nobody would ever know that on the face of the Earth.
That is a Google, yes. I will admit that.
And I don't even understand what's the movie? Now Voyager, what is that?
I don't know.
1942.
I was going to call my dad and ask him, but he's taking his nap, and I didn't want to bother him.
Well, it's a good time for a nap right now.
Yes, it is.
I'm thinking about taking a nap myself.
I wish I could, but I'm at work.
Yeah, well, I'm on the air here, but I don't know if anybody would notice if I took a nap right now.
Okay.
Just dozed off. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Now Voyager. I have no idea. Has anybody ever seen Now Voyager? But that's where the movie quote came from. Old Jerry, don't let's ask for the moon. We have the stars. 1942, whatever Now Voyager is. Okay. Next quote. Well, nobody's perfect. And then, it's alive. It's alive. What are those two movie quotes come? What movies are those two movie quotes from? We've got, well, nobody's perfect, and it's alive, it's alive. Where do those come from? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Well, nobody's perfect, it's alive, it's alive. We've got Mary in a bazillion times, and we've got Charlene in a gazillion times. Go ahead, caller.
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein, the original one.
It's alive, it's alive.
1931.
I have seen those clips.
Yeah, 1931. Isn't that amazing that's an anniversary this year? What is that? That's 90 years.
That's an old movie.
90 years. Amazing. Thank you.
Yep. Uh-huh.
It's Alive, It's Alive. Absolutely was Frankenstein, released 90 years ago, 1931. We've got, well, nobody's perfect. What movie is that from? And then, here's another dead giveaway. Houston, we have a problem. Houston, we have a problem. 47 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Houston, we have a problem. Does anybody know what movie that is from? Houston, we have a problem. Or, well, nobody's perfect. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, coming up on 48 minutes past the hour here. Give me a buzz. If you are Charlene or Mary this morning, you certainly know how to work the phone. And then we've got poor Sarah here with one entry in this entire thing. We've got, We've got Mary in, let's see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. Mary's in 10. Charlene is in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So it's a neck and neck race here, 9 and 10. I believe that's 10. Oh, 11. So Mary's got 11, and Charlene has got, double checking here, 9. Mary's got 11, Charlene's got 9, and Sarah has 1. Now, Sarah, you've got to come in here with another one in the last 10 minutes. 49 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open. Okay. Well, nobody's perfect. What movie did that come from? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, nobody's perfect. And then, Houston, we have a problem. Nobody knows about Houston, we have a problem? Very famous movie. Go ahead, caller.
Apollo 13.
Apollo 13. What a good movie that was, too. 1996.
Yep.
We got you, Ralph. Thanks.
Put it on Mary.
Oh, put it on Mary. I'll do that. Well, there's another one for Mary. Mary's up to 12 today. Mary's got 12, and we've got Charlene with 9 and Sarah with 1. Okay. Let's go back to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Some Like It Hot.
Some Like It Hot. Good movie. Tony Curtis, Jack Lemmon. Very famous movie. 1959. Okay. We got you down, Charlene. Thank you.
Thanks.
Now Charlene's got 10, and Mary's got 12. So that's how it's all cracking up here. All right. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? There's a famous movie quote. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? What movie is that from? Oh, and then here we go. This quote is, well, this quote is this quote. You had me at hello. Don't know what it means. I think it's a line, but we'll go ahead. See what we got. Go ahead, caller.
That's Dirty Harry. Clint Eastwood.
Now, see, that one is Dirty Harry, so there is a Dirty Harry movie.
Yes.
But the line from yesterday was not from Dirty Harry.
No.
Yeah. So Dirty Harry was in more than one movie, obviously.
It was just basically his character.
Right. So
yeah,
how many characters...
Dirty Harry's the first one, and then his character just kind of went on.
Went on. Now, what was Dirty Harry?
He was a cop.
Was he? I think Jack Palance was after him in that movie, too.
Yeah, could be.
And the skipper from Gilligan's Island.
And the skipper from, yeah.
Yeah, Alan Hale.
Yeah.
Did a lot of those heavy roles. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, Marianne again. It was Dirty Harry, 1971. Then you had me at hello. Well, isn't that interesting? You had me at hello. Go ahead, caller.
Jerry Maguire?
Jerry Maguire. And what a pathetic line that is, isn't it?
I know. I've never seen the movie, but my coworker has seen it like 30 times.
What is she? Has anybody picked her up with that line?
Jerry Maguire. No.
Tom Cruise?
No, I don't know. I don't even know what the movie's even about.
Now, how old of a girl is your coworker there?
41.
Now, yes. has anybody ever picked her up with that line?
I don't think so. Has anybody ever picked you up with that line? No.
No, it's a pathetic line, I think. You've had... What does that even mean?
I don't know.
I mean, I know. Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
What can you do? It's the movies.
That's right.
All right, thank you. All right, you had me at hello. That's Jerry Maguire. Okay. Well, we got Charlene in here again. Okay, 1996. Here we go. One morning, I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How he got in my pajamas? I don't know. There's a famous movie quote for you. There's no crying in baseball. Now, there is a classic quote. There's no crying in baseball. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. One morning, I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How he got in my pajamas, I don't know. Now, that's my kind of quote. There's no crying in baseball. Go ahead, caller.
A League of Their Own.
Oh, I thought you fell asleep.
No, you know, I do have to work for a living, contrary to popular belief.
It's pathetic this morning because, you know, Mary's got like 15 and Charlene's got like 13, and here you are with one.
Well, I was listening to you, and I heard your little comments, and I knew several of the quotes, the movies, but I can't talk and drive.
I bet you knew that you had me at hello quote, didn't you?
Well, yeah, considering you just did it yesterday, didn't you?
No!
I thought you just did that one yesterday.
Well, hold on, we had a Jerry Maguire quote yesterday, but it wasn't that one. Hold on, let me see. That movie was such a piece of work, I can't imagine there'd be so many quotes. No, we had Show Me the Money yesterday.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
But I think you've done... Didn't you go through these like a year ago or something?
Listen, some mornings you've got nothing to do, so you've got to recycle some material.
Well,
no,
okay.
No, We did this about a year ago, but...
Yeah, because the one that I don't remember the movie, but the one I thought was funny was something, 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 and Don't Call Me Shirley. Remember that one?
Oh, very funny quote. But no, I think we did this, but I think I took some out when I was doing it then. So this time I'm going right down the list.
Yeah, this is both entertaining and educational. And I was thinking about Mae West earlier. Another one of her famous quotes, "When I'm good, I'm good. When I'm bad, I'm even better." Where'd that come from?
Well, I don't really know that I'm in the game here.
Oh, God.
No, I don't know. I've never seen
that. I don't secretly know the answer. I'm just, like,
no,
have you heard that one?
I never watched any Mae West movies, but I like this pajama quote.
Oh, yeah, wasn't that hilarious? And how did the... I know, I laughed when I heard that, too. Well, I'll shut up and get off now, Scott.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, Sarah back in with two here. Okay, A League of Their Own. There's no crying in baseball. Legendary quote there, without question. Let's see here. Oh, here we go. Kenny Chesney, I had a song called You Had Me at Hello. That came from our naturalist, James Anderson, who's out there listening. All right, James. He had a song, too, You Had Me at Hello. Apparently that wasn't just Jerry Maguire. All right, 56 minutes past the hour here. Is anybody else going to get in? We've got One Morning I Shot an Elephant in My Pajamas. How he got in my pajamas, I don't know. Funny line. Oh, here's another one. La-dee-da, la-dee-da. What movie did that come from? La-dee-da, la-dee-da. Go ahead, caller.
Groucho Marx and... it's Animal Crackers.
Animal Crackers. But you know, that's not my favorite Marx Brothers movie. Now, can you guess what my favorite would be?
No.
Well, I'll tell you why it's my favorite. It's because I interviewed... before this person died, somebody who was in that movie, which would have been going way back, but it's a great, great Marx Brothers movie, not Animal Crackers.
Huh. I used to watch him, his show, Groucho Marx's show.
Oh, You Bet Your Life.
He was, yeah. Bet Your Life.
You Bet Your Life, yeah.
Yeah. That was a fun show.
It absolutely was. Well, we're going to do the drawing here in a minute. Thanks for calling.
Okie doke.
Yep, Animal Crackers was the pajama quote. We probably can take one more entry today. We've got 2 minutes here. Does anybody know la-dee-da, la-dee-da? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. La-dee-da, la-dee-da. What movie did that come from? That's our last quote today. La-dee-da, la-dee-da. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? And then we're going to give away a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo, which you can pick up between 4 and 5 today. Just call and let Linda know, and she'll put it out on the front porch for you. Or you can send a self-addressed stamped envelope, 523 South Prospect Street. That's how we're doing the prize giveaways now. All right. Does anybody know what la-dee-da, la-dee-da came from? That's our last movie quote today. And we've got Charlene in a whole bunch of times. We've got Mary Bickley in a whole bunch of times. And we have got Sarah in twice. Wouldn't it have been nice if Sarah could have got la-dee-da, la-dee-da? All right, apparently nobody's going to get la-dee-da, la-dee-da today. I guess we'll come back to that one at some point. Okay, for our tickets to the Columbus Zoo today here on WWGH Radio. Let's see who our winner is going to be as we shuffle up about 17, well, more than that, probably about 27 little pieces of entry paper here. All right, the winner today of the tickets to the Columbus Zoo are Mary Bickley. There you go, Mary. All the knowledge paid off. Send us a self-addressed stamped envelope, 523 South Prospect Street, or between 4 and 5 today, call Linda, and she will set those out on the porch. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not, you know, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous, as I wrote in the book. I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything.